Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Had a little difficulty getting the live stream going this morning, at least it appeared like it from my end. And so, not sure if it started for a little while and then you lost it, but we're here now and ready to roll with what we've got. So, talking and praying this week about learning to pray, and specifically about following the instruction of Jesus that we find in what sometimes is often called the Lord's Prayer, the model prayer. The answer of Jesus when asked how they should pray. And so, tell people it's not His instruction that we necessarily pray these words, nothing wrong with the words and praying them as part of what we mean and how we relate to God, but they're meant to be guidelines as far as principles that God wants us to use. And so each day this week, we're taking a look at a different aspect of this model prayer and kind of shifted the order around, one, so that it causes us to think. But two, because, well, the topics each day, in the order that I'm doing them, will be an acrostic of first. So talk first to God. And so today we're at midweek. We're going to talk respectfully to God. And the teaching begins in Matthew 6, verse 9. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. The instruction of Jesus is that we address God with a respect that, well, He deserves. And this respect is one that recognizes His holiness is not just present in who He is, but extends even to His name. That every aspect of God is holy. It's worthy of respect. It's worthy of honor. Now, when we think about talking respectfully to God, I'm not talking necessarily about filtering our content and not talking to God about certain things. I'm not talking about even deleting our emotions. You look at the way that David talked with God throughout the book of Psalms, and there are times where the wording would appear to be very emotional. Sometimes it's very joyous, very happy, very much in a celebration mood because of a recognition of what God has done in the moment. Sometimes it seems to be a tone of despair. Talking with God still respectfully, but in a acknowledgement that He has sunk to the very depths of life. And without God's help, there's an awareness that things will not turn out well. You have prayers that are given with a tone of sadness, of grief, of great sorrow. Prayers that seem to have a tint of anger to them. We talked a little bit already about this idea of anger and how God says we should be angry without sinning. He's not telling us we have to be angry, but when we are angry, He says there's a way to do that without involving sin, without giving into that anger, without losing control. And we can talk respectfully to God even when we're upset, when we're angry, when we're sad, when we're happy, when life hits us in whatever way that it does. And that's what I believe that Jesus is teaching when He says we ought to begin our prayers. We ought to come to God with an awareness, with an acknowledgement that His name is to be hallowed, to be holy, set apart. to be revered, to be honored. And sometimes we become so casual with God that we lose a little bit of that sense of His holiness compared to our lack of holiness. And granted, God does say that through Jesus we can approach the throne of grace with confidence. And so this respect for who God is, this respect in how we address Him, how we talk with Him, isn't a respect that's built out of fear, but built out of an awareness. I've talked about this illustration in numerous things that I teach about. And that's my parents and the way that I relate to them. And there was a time growing up that my respect for them, my respect in the way that I talked to them, well, had a lot to do with, well, the consequences if I did not talk respectfully. And it kind of, and typically I use this illustration in regard to obedience, but it's the same process in talking respectfully. I talk respectfully to my parents now, not because I'm afraid of the consequences if I don't, but because they deserve it. But because they're worthy, their lives have been invested in me so much that it would be very inappropriate to talk any way else. Kind of grates on my nerves at times when I hear and see particularly adults talking disrespectfully to their parents. And I suspect there's a lot of dysfunction that brought that about and that brings that about, but you gaze into God's Word and you look at the relationship we ought to have with one another, you look at the relationship we ought to have with God, and it's easy to say that type of addressing one another isn't appropriate. And especially when it comes to talking to God. And yet, our examples of communication generally grow out of, well, out of our communication with one another. And it ought to be easy to see in this instruction from Jesus that we approach God and we proclaim His name is hallowed. It's holy. It's special. That would preclude using or not using language that would be offensive about God. You see, when we address God respectfully, it's not just in our going to Him. It's when we talk about Him. It's not simply a double-tongued conversation where we talk one way to God and another way about Him. You see, God's desire is that we represent Him well and that we come to Him in honesty, but with respect. And we share with others in honesty, but with respect. And in doing so, we represent God in a way that others see Him as we see Him. We introduce to people, and good, bad, or indifferent, we pick up cues about them based on how those that we know treat them. And so if we're introduced to someone and the person that we know is mocking them and making fun of them, and it, number one, it tells us something about the person that's introducing, but it forms our opinion of that other person. And if our conversations about God are not respectful, then the people around us that don't know God are getting a grossly mischaracterization of who God is. So we talk respectfully to God and we talk respectfully about God. And in so doing, we learn and we teach and we lift up Jesus. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. It has given us what we need to not only know you, but to know how to relate with you. And God, as our Father that loves us, may we continually grow in our learning how to talk with you respectfully. We recognize life happens and we don't always like what happens. We're sometimes confused about what happens. We're filled with uncertainty. We're filled with doubt. We're filled with fear. We're filled with all kinds of things, some good, some not so good. And every one of those influences our conversations with people. It influences our conversations with you. But Father, whatever the driving motivation and emotion of our conversation happens to be, may we learn to talk respectfully to you. In our joy, in our sadness, in our anger, in our grief, in whatever it is, may we be honest, but respectful. And Father, as we go about life and we represent Jesus in our workplace, in our schools, in our communities, wherever we are, may the way that we talk to you, may the way that we talk about you be respectful in such a manner that others see you as holy, as honored, as one who deserves the respect that we give. Father, help us today to consider not just the words that we use in conversation, but our attitude. May we honor you, not only with our lips, but with our life. And may this respectful conversation be something that is consistent. Because of our love for you, because of your love for us, because of what you've called us to be, your children. So God, today, as we continue to grow in respectful conversation with you, may we do so by the teaching of Jesus, by the filling of his Spirit within us. And may the way that we talk to you, may the way that we talk about you help others to see Jesus, as we lift him up so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.